T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Durant goes to work. Ball knocked away. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
It's not good.
Timeout Warriors. Kevin Durant gets up, and he is limping badly. And people are cheering. Really?
Oh.
That's what you're doing?
There you go. Disgusting if you're a Raptors fan and to be included with that just terrible bunch. Terrible bunch of people. Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. And we started off the program discussing to play or not to play. I think that as the Warriors organization wakes up this morning, going to bed last night, they kept wondering why this happened after they were told he could not injure it worse. Waiting for the official results of the MRI, but all indications are that he blew out his Achilles last night, anywhere from a some. Now, I said earlier 12 to 18 months. Some are saying he can come back as quickly as 10. It's still, he's going to miss a majority of the season next year. My point being, 10 to 18 months, depending on how bad he blew that thing out. So, disappointment last night as Kevin Durant goes down. I guess jubilation if you were hoping that the Raptors fans would be rewarded with a loss. But I think the inevitable is right around the corner as Toronto just looks to be the quicker, better team right now. I think four things come into play, and I'll say it over and over and over again. When you get to the postseason, you got to be good, you got to be healthy, you got to be lucky, and you got to be hot. And right now, Toronto is all of that. And they are playing extremely good basketball. Guys that don't normally have big roles have had big roles. But you know what? We saw that with the Bucks this year where, you know, one night, even John Hansen had a big night before they got rid of him. I mean, so this team has been this way for a while. They're the second best record in all the NBA. And I think a lot of us kind of overlooked them as a mere formality. And they are proving everybody wrong. So kudos to the Raptors, who would normally be a pretty good story if it wasn't for their super fan and then the flocks of fans behind them who think it's fashionable to cheer a guy that has been injured. And let's face it, as one of the callers said earlier, if you have to cheer that guy has gone down with an injury so you can win, then doesn't that win seem somewhat hollow? They will still be champions, and nobody's ever going to take that away. They will still have a ring. They will still have the Larry O'Brien trophy. But, you know, how meaningful is it when your fans are cheering for a guy that is down? And now Kevin Durant has to deal with the injury, has to figure his future out. What should have been a summer of the courting of Kevin Durant and where he will or will not end up is now most likely going to be, unless New York or whomever decides just to take a big flyer on him and say, okay, we're just going to give you all the money anyway. It's going to be interesting to see where he ends up and what he does. Does he opt back in? Do they get an injury settlement? How does that all culminate regarding the Warriors and Kevin Durant? And you heard earlier in the program, Bob Myers, their president of basketball operations, basically breaking down last night at the podium after the fact to discuss the injury, just because of the emotion of this guy just wanting to come back, Kevin Durant just wanting to come back and play basketball. And
it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts, and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision.
So the doctors basically said you're good to go and you won't injure it any further than what it's already been injured, and that turned out not to be true. So a tough night for Kevin Durant, to say the very least. And as I had mentioned in the first hour, sometimes we look at players as results and as interchangeable bits, almost as a product rather than as a human being. And, you know, now when they screw up, we look at them as human beings and we say you can't do that. But when they don't screw up in something like this, you look at them as, oh, well, off to the next piece, when Kevin Durant clearly just wanted to come back and help his team. He didn't have to extend the narrative of his career, but he did. So kind of a tough night there. And but, hey, I guess if you're a Warriors fan, you get the win last night. Now the scene shifts back to the Oracle. We'll see if they can get one more win and force it to a Game 7. But like I said, it seems as if the Raptors are almost destined to become the NBA champions. So coming up later on the program, Matt Thomas, we're going to talk with him from Sports Talk 790 in Houston, as the Brewers, who we haven't even really touched on yet, they get ready to take on an extremely tough team in the Houston Astros. That game is on tap this evening. The Astros, one of the best records in all of baseball, as a matter of fact, when you look at what they've been able to accomplish again this season in the American League. They have been nothing short of fantastic for where they stand. I mean, Houston right now with a record of 45-22. 45-22, tied for the most wins and the best record in all of Major League Baseball with the LA Dodgers. They are in their last 10 games, they've won 8 of them. Their run differential is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's third in Major League Baseball. No, fourth in Major League Baseball, as a matter of fact. Their run differential is plus 97. Plus 97, and they are 24-9 at home. 24-9 at home. They have been very, very good down in Houston. So that game on tap tonight. Meanwhile, the Brewers, they are 7-3 in their last 10, 38-28. They are 10 games over 500. They've won 4 in a row coming into this one. Their run differential is plus 12, and they are 1 game over 500 on the road. So Brewers can split with Houston. I think that's I think many of us would just take that. You know what I mean? If you could just split with Houston, just be happy. You know, just be happy that you get one. Coming up tonight on the Hill this evening, you've got Freddie Peralta on the Hill tonight for the Brewers, 3-2 with a 5.11 ERA. A pretty good outing last time he was out too. So hopefully he can keep that up. 855-830-8648. Again, we're going to talk with Matt Thomas coming up here in about 7 minutes, and we'll talk with him about this Houston Astros team and just about how good they are and how deep they are. So that is coming up. We continue to talk about last night's game between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. KJ's in West Dallas. He's first out of the chute this hour. KJ, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
The Kevin Durant situation last night. First of all, The Toronto fan base was completely despicable last night to me. That's unconscionable for you to celebrate an injury like that. I don't care who it is, you know, whatever team you're playing. It's just not a good look at all.
It was terrible last night.
And I just think that they're kind of following the Pied Piper, so to speak, who is their so-called super fan,
right,
Drake. In what they're doing, he's kind of the leader of this whole movement to be heels, and that's what they become. I mean, coming into it, I think the sentiment was that you know, a lot of people wanted to see the Raptors win and knock the Golden State Warriors out. I think that's changed now with the injury of Kevin Durant, and I certainly think the injury is going to change the landscape of the free agency, because he's going from the top of the leaderboard to a question mark now for these teams that were interested in getting him as a free agent. So that's going to open up a lot of different slots for these teams that are going to, you know, they might not want to go that route.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, that's something that's in question right now for guys like Anthony Davis and some of the other guys that are out there. Maybe even a Chris Middleton. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
But I just think that I'm not going to rule out the Warriors from coming back. I think that, you know, a series can change on something like that. And I think this may give the Warriors some motivation to say, hey, man, let's go ahead and do this thing for KD, you know, whether he's coming back or not.
As much as, you know what, though, KJ, and appreciate it because I got to run here, but as much as I want to say that they want to do this for KD, I don't think they have the ability to beat him. I think right now Toronto's playing really good basketball, faster basketball. They are finding open looks more consistently. Don't get me wrong. I think Golden State can shoot with them. I just don't know if they have enough to overtake them. And for whatever reason, Toronto just seems to be getting to the boards. They just seem to. It's not even if they're blowing you out on the boards. They're getting the timeliness of the boards and the bounces. Now, last night they went cold. They were 0 for beyond the arc last night in the last 3.5 minutes or something like that. And I think they were only 1 for 8 from the field. But they just seem to be having timely things happen. And sometimes it goes back to the old adage of you got to be good, you got to be lucky, you got to be hot, and you got to be healthy. Well, right now they're good, and they're getting a little bit of luck along their way as well. This portion of the program being brought to you by the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, reminding you, yes, summer sucks when it comes to reformulated gas. Everybody has to put up with it. I understand that. However, it doesn't really matter what you think of all the reformulated blends. For us here in Wisconsin, it is what it is, but now's a great time to try the unleaded 88 in your car that's newer, by the way, than 2001. And if you're lucky enough to have a flex fuel vehicle, now's the time to try the E85. All gasoline has additives to bring up the octane. We all know that, okay? Of all the octane additives, ethanol is the safest, and it's not harmful to human health, and it helps all the corn growers right here in the state of Wisconsin. It helps those that manufacture it at the Biofuels Association plants as well. It keeps the money right here in the state. E15 unleaded 88 saves you money over regular unleaded at the pump. It's called, like I said, unleaded 88. You can find it, I know, at Quick Trip, at many of them, and at Jets as well. And you just got to look around. If unleaded 88 is at your favorite gas station, if you're not using it, I don't get it. It's a little bit cheaper. So you may want to go in that direction. For all the information, the facts, and I always encourage you, just get the facts. Go to wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org. And see for yourself what it is specifically we're talking about. Matt Thomas, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, talking about the Astros. He's on the pre and the post game. We're going to continue our discussion with him about baseball coming up tonight down there right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see your dirty face high behind your collarbone is done.
We are back, and we are glad to have you. Hey, you want it to be a great summer? Sure you do. Sure you do. Now's the time to make it a summer to remember. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, there's some rides, live entertainment, bike nights, barbecues, a whole bunch of stuff coming up on the calendar. And I believe tomorrow night they're going to be doing a bike night. They're going to be doing some bands and such. I think Cherry Pie is playing out there tomorrow evening. If you want to find out everything about Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, go to WISHD.com. It's your year to ride, whether it's a new bike or a used bike. Make it an amazing summer. Their experienced staff are going to help you find the bike that's just right for you. And whatever it happens to be, motor clothes, leathers, helmets, boots, whatever you need, they have, and they have it in style. And that's the best part about it. Go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And they are just west of Milwaukee. You can take 94, exit 282, right there at Highway 67, south in Oconomowoc. You can see it right off of the highway for inventory and information and everything. Go to WISHD.com. You have got Major League Baseball being played again this evening. This time the Brewers are on the road. They're down in Houston to take on one of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball. And to talk about the Houston Astros, Matt Thomas from Sports Talk 790 in Houston, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is the pre- and the post-game host. Matt, how you doing?
Bill, I'm well, yourself?
We're doing well. We are hoping maybe for a split. It's always nice if you get a couple of wins, but in a quick series like this, you know, you're talking about a team right now in the Houston Astros that is just powering the baseball, fourth best run differential in all of baseball, as a matter of fact. How do they get it done year in and year out?
Well, first and foremost, you had an amazing season for George Springer to open up the year. He's obviously now on the injured list with you know, the hamstring issue. You've been able to use Justin Verlander very effectively. Garrett Cole's been bounced back. Wade Miley has done a pretty nice job in being the number three starter. You know, Alex Bregman's playing at a very high level despite the fact his batting average isn't good. His slugging is really good. I mean, there's just it's just a team that was built, I mean, literally from the ground floor with three straight 100-loss seasons, high draft picks, and a bunch of really good players and some really nice acquisitions and wise spent money and, you know, very few poor trades. It's kind of what we deserve down here after having so many years of futility back earlier in this decade.
Well, I was going to say, they started tearing it all down, and then they built it back up, and they built it quite nicely. But the one thing in baseball that is so hard to do is to continually sustain. And I've said this time and again, when you talk about pitching being in so many different levels in the top 10 in all of baseball, they are top three with team ERA. They're second overall with batting average. I mean, is there a weakness in this Houston Astros team at all?
Probably back into rotation would be a little bit of a concern. I think that's where the team will probably be pretty aggressive when it comes to maybe trying to find somebody on the trade deadline. You know, everybody's middle relief can be a little iffy at times, but that really isn't that bad. I mean, the back end with Ryan Press has been fantastic and Roberto Osuna, and that was obviously a pretty controversial selection of making the trade with Toronto last year, but that's worked out. You know, catcher depth isn't spectacular. Robinson Chirinos has been great from coming over from the Rangers. Max Stassi, you know, is hurt right now, and now they've got Garrett Stubbs who's kind of filling in that spot. But there's just very little that I would be overly concerned with. I guess the number one thing, if you were to pull my audience and privately talk to the manager, is, you know, who is going to be that third and fourth starter, presuming that Miley's okay as number three, who's the fourth guy you'd use in a potential playoff series. But other than that, not much.
Boy, Michael Brantley's a guy that we're very familiar with. Obviously, you mentioned Wade Miley, both guys contributing big time down there. And Brantley, who's been fantastic this year, hitting .317 with 10 dingers. But as you had mentioned, Springer was 17 of them on the season. Just looking at this team top to bottom, it is tough, especially with Freddie Peralta on the hill tonight. Now, a good outing he had last time, but he has also struggled early on in ballgames. So this is a batting order that can get to him. If they can get to him early, they can pretty much give him the knockout blow by the second or third inning. And this is a team that's very capable of doing it.
You know, it's so weird, Bill, that we don't talk much National League baseball in this town after being a National League team for 40-something years. And when the team got moved to the American League, it was fans were saying, I'm never going to watch this team again. I'm over with it. I'm never, you know, I'm a National League guy through and through. I grew up being a National League fan. And all of a sudden, you win a World Series, so things change. But with all that being said, it'll be nice for the Brewers to come in for a couple days because they're good. Because everybody else, the Astros face, terrible. The American League West, the Astros lead over the Rangers right now is 9 games. We've had a steady diet of the Mariners and the A's. The Baltimore Orioles were in town this past weekend. Toronto is coming in next weekend. The only thing that's halfway interesting about them is the fact that Kevin Biggio is playing for them, and that's Craig's boy. So, you know, part of me would like this to be a 4-game series just to kind of give the Astros a little bit of a test. But, you know, we'll say that for October. I'm sure you and your audience would disagree with that.
No, I can completely agree if indeed it comes to that. You mentioned Miley. You talked about Miley and how he's been kind of, you know, middle rotation, kind of anchoring things in that regard.
Right.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Okay, here's the best part about him. He throws quickly. He doesn't waste any time. There hasn't been a Wade Miley game that's gone probably in my mind over 2 hours and 30 minutes.
He is not the human rain delay, I agree.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's not going to overpower you, as you know. I mean, you're talking about 90-91. Throws strikes, lets his defense back, you know, do their job behind him. The Astros' defense is just one of the best in baseball, so let's add that to one of the things they're great about. And he just doesn't waste time. He doesn't, you know, he gives bullpen some time off. And in the number 4 and 5 spot in the Astros' rotation, even with Brad Peacock doing it, doesn't go particularly long, so that means the relievers get taxed. And they've had a battle between Corbin Martin, and they've tried Framber Valdez, and they've tried Colin McHugh, and that one of those late in rotation guy spots. So the bullpen has been taxed a lot on those days, especially back in. Verlander is going to take an act of Congress to pull him off the mound. So what Wade has done, beyond the fact that he pitches quick, keeps guys on their toes defensively, is he's been able to go deeper in games, and I think it's been a nice surprise for the Astros.
How have the Astros, I mean, because you've had, obviously, what's going on with the Houston Rockets and James Harden and company, he's a fan favorite. You've got, obviously, J.J. Watt down there, who owns that city in so many different ways.
Uh-huh.
Where do the Houston Astros rank?
Number one. Now, if all three were at the Super Bowl level or World Series or championship level, the Texans would be number one. But since they're not even close to it, having never even gone to a championship game in the AFC, they're very popular, no question about that. They will gather more attention than anybody else offseason-wise. In fact, my competitor does it every day, and it's kind of stupid, but that's another here or there. But we're very happy that the Astros are very successful. We carry the games. They're very good. People ask about the late inning guys. They've been talking about this young man named Yordan Alvarez. You will see tonight probably DH. He is this big, hulking 6'5", 225-pound DH that apparently can't field, but he can hit very well. In fact, his first game as an Astro on Sunday against the Orioles in his second at bat, he went deep. So we've been watching his progression at AAA. But, yeah, it is much better and much bigger of a sports baseball town than it was, say, even back when Biggio and Bagwell were doing their thing in the late 90s and 2000s, because there's one special thing that unites the city, and that's a World Series championship. And so, yeah, they're and on top of that, there's no signs of them slowing down. They're not the Florida Marlins. They're not breaking the team apart. Last year, they played the Boston Red Sox in American League Championship Series. This year, they're going to win the West by at least 10 games and probably, hopefully, face Minnesota and the Yankees for the American League pennant this time around. So, yeah, it's very, very popular. I work for the Rockets and do the radio club. I play into the PA, so I'm always selfishly rooting for them as well. And frankly, I would have hoped, Bill, you would have called me in June to preview a Bucks-Rockets NBA Finals,
right?
But our respective teams didn't help out our cause on that. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, they're very popular. But all three, you know, look, football's still king in the state, and if the Texans ever got their act together, they would be hands down the number one team. But since they're not, you know what? I don't mind talking about championship-level basketball and baseball teams, and unfortunately the Rockets and Texans, or the Rockets and Astros, have been that.
Talking with Matt Thomas, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Real quick, before I let you go, tell me a little bit about tonight's starter and Brad Peacock.
Brad Peacock, again, this is a guy that he will do anything you want him to do. He will go in the middle relief. He will be a high-leverage guy in the bullpen. He earned a spot in the rotation this year and never complains, just goes out there and gives you everything he can. Again, not overpowering. He changed one thing, Bill. He was pitching from the stretch exclusively this year up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago and decided to go back to the windup, and he's been a different pitcher, going longer in games, higher strikeout numbers. He's one of those guys that if he is laboring early, you can bump him out after 2 and 3. But if you don't get to him early, very quietly, very sneaky, he'll give you 6 innings and strike out 8 or 9 guys. So, yeah, he has been absolutely everything that the Astros have asked for, no matter what role he's been in this baseball team.
Matt, it's always a pleasure. Best of luck to you, and I'm sure we will talk during maybe some Texans and maybe some Houston Rockets basketball as the fall falls upon us, okay?
Yeah, I would say Texans-Packers preseason game number one. So, anytime. You guys,
yep,
take care.
Absolutely. There you go. Matt Thomas, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, Astros pre- and post-game host. And like he said, he's also with the Rockets and does some stuff over there as well. So, good to talk to Matt and get the skinny as to what's going on down in Houston. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state, beyond the borders. They want you to make it a summer to remember. And summer loving is always in the air, right? Unless, of course, you are suffering. And they have a 98% success rate. They can all but guarantee the fact that they can help you out, and call the medical experts. The medical experts over at New Mail Medical, all you got to do is call 414-455-4451. If you have the low T thing going on, maybe you don't even know you have it. If you're over the age of 30, all you got to do is call, get yourself an appointment. If you're feeling moody, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling sluggish, no stamina, no energy, they can help you out. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers checked. It's very simple. Takes about 10, 15 minutes tops. And as a matter of fact, if you want to go in and get kind of the all-in-one weight loss program started as well, they can jumpstart the new you, get into shape, start feeling pretty good, that kind of thing. Without a doubt, they can help you out. So make sure you call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. When we come back, he won the Indianapolis 500. He got some mojo from the program, Simon Pagenaud. Live and in person here in studio, next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, and we are glad you are on board. Don't forget our friends at Cousin Subs. The Cubano is back. The Wisconsin Pulled Pork and Gouda is back. And they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. If you don't get one of those two, make sure you get the Bill Michaels. The pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, you're good to go. But now at select locations, they even deliver. Go to CousinSubs.com because those sandwiches are for a limited time. But they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and that is Cousin Subs. And I have been saying for a while we took credit for the winning of the Indianapolis 500. It doesn't really matter what the driver of the car does. It's all about coming on the program. Joining us now here in studio, the winner of the Indianapolis 500, Simon Pagenaud. So the minute you crossed the start-finish line, I'm like, we won! There was no you. There was just we, man. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being part of it. That means a lot. You know, it's important to get the support, so thank you.
So how you and I were talking when we were walking down the hall together is it changes your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does change your life. It's, you know, obviously the request from the media all over the world is quite incredible. And everybody wants to talk about the biggest race in the world. So,
Is it really? Is it the biggest race in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've raced in Europe for a long time. I've raced in the 24 Hours of Le Mans. I've raced in Monaco. Not the Formula One race, but mm-hmm. I did just a smaller ladder. But yeah, I have to say, Le Mans is big, but the 500 to me is even bigger.
What makes the 500 special?
Well, I think it's the history. You know, it's one of the oldest races in racing. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the energy when you go to that place. It definitely feels like one of those arena, the Gladiator arena. And it's the tempo of speed. This is the fastest race in the world.
Yeah. The amount of jubilation that came from your team was to watch the guys. I mean, it's one thing to be the driver and the fist pump and the whole thing, but you're locked in. But to watch the team explode, that mean to be able to celebrate with those guys when you finally get back into the pits, it had to be like a never-ending party for a while.
It's phenomenal. You know, we go through a lot to get to that level, right? I mean, it's obviously a 500-mile race, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into it a year in advance. And the guys are working countless hours to get on that, get in that victory lane. So yeah. When it happens, it's such a euphoric moment. I must say, it's impossible for a driver to think he can do it alone.
Right.
You know, you have to be with your team, be one with your team, and extract the best out of everyone. And everybody definitely executed on that day.
It is a labor in the month of May, isn't it? Because May in Indy is unlike, because you go from racetrack to racetrack. But for the Indy 500, you get there a month ahead of time almost. I mean, May and Indy and then getting through Carburation Week and all that kind of stuff, it is a prolonged process.
Yeah, it's a long process to get ready for the race. It's fun to be there every day, but the temperature changes throughout the month of May. It rises, and the car become more and more difficult to drive when it gets hotter. It's just like a plane, if you want to imagine that. So with the turbulence in the air. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's also in the middle of a championship with 18 races. So there's definitely a lot to it. There's a lot of work that goes into it. But, I mean, Indianapolis is definitely the core of the IndyCar series.
Did, because every kid that ever drives fast dreams of crossing the bricks at the Indy 500. Was it what you expected?
Oh, yeah.
Because you dream of it.
Yeah, I did dream of it for many, many years. And, you know, quite frankly, the moment I was in it, I felt blessed and grateful. Mm-hmm. The moment I led my first lap, I felt very successful.
Right.
But when you win it, it's your life just changes because all of a sudden your dream, your biggest dream, your most unrealistic dream becomes true. So that's a very special thing to say.
As fast as you go, coming around turn four and knowing it's there, had to be the longest couple of seconds of your life.
I almost hit pit wall, actually, because my vision blurred. You know, I think it's all the emotions. I kept my emotion in check so well during the whole race. My vision blurred when I exited turn four because I knew it was done. And and I got scared by the pit wall. You see, I wasn't as close that lap than the other laps. Just I took some cautious, but when I crossed start finish, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say because, you know, I dreamt this. And you would expect to go into a big scream, but I didn't know what to say. It was like a glass, like, you know, I was holding a glass and it fell on the ground and shattered. And I started crying. I think it's all the emotion that I went through throughout the race just finally unleashed.
What is that lap after you've won it like? Because now you're slowing down, right? Because now you got guys driving past you, you know, thumbs up, that kind of thing from your peers. That lap has to be amazing.
It is the most amazing lap in your life because...
And at that point, you're trying not to wreck your car.
You're trying not to wreck. You're trying to see through the tears. I almost got in the grass once because I just couldn't see. And my peers coming alongside me and waving is something very special. You could see the crowd going crazy. It's just all of a sudden you've just unlocked something that is impossible to unlock. Right. So it's incredible.
You're obviously your language and your speech is obviously not your native Milwaukee. So what is it like from where you're from? What was it like from your home, from people that got a chance to see you win?
I would have liked to see it. I know my hometown went crazy. They're actually going to host me for an event when I go back with the Borg Warner Trophy there.
That's awesome.
Should be pretty exciting. We're going to go back to Paris as well to celebrate. So that's also an exciting part. But, 99 years was basically how long it took for another Frenchman to win. So it's obviously a big event. It's a big event for France. Obviously France is a big racing, has a big racing background. And winning at the Indianapolis 500 is very unusual. So I hope it really helps IndyCar getting to be known more. And I hope I do think French people really like the sport. So we'll see what happens next.
Talking with Simon Pagenaud, winner of the Indianapolis 500, here in studio with us. Now you go from the Oval, you come into town for a road course, and not just a road course, but an elevated, an undulated road course. How difficult a transfer is that to go from a place like Indy to all of a sudden now you're doing the road course here?
It's a great question, but that's exactly the beauty about IndyCar Series. We have the chance to race on a big oval like Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Then a few weeks after that, we come here at Road America. So it's a beautiful, it's a very classic racetrack, one of the longest in America. It stayed true to its value. There's no escape road with tarmac everywhere. It's not like one of those new racetracks. It's kept its character. I've raced here since 2006, and I've enjoyed it every year. It's a tough track to get right.
It's not as wide either. Not a lot of passing places here.
But you can pass. The tire wear is important, so it really helps create good racing. And, one of the fun things is to see the fan just walk around the track as you drive. You really have time to think during the straightaway. They're quite long. And you get to see the crowd. So that's also very enjoyable.
Now, last year, I was getting ready to get married, and we had a chance to take the IndyCar rides with Ari Leyendijk and Mario.
Yeah.
And he took my wife. My wife loved it. Me, I almost passed out and threw up. the first cup, just because you pull the G's you do, I mean, I couldn't believe that in that quick, brief second out of the pits, we went from 0 to 130, 150 into the first turn, and then you're 180 down the backstretch. It's just... The vast array of speeds is what I think makes that particular course so exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You have to, this long straightaway, you're doing almost 200, you're actually doing 200 miles an hour. Then you have to break into turn five, it's 60 miles an hour. You really have to have it dialed in, and you need to be physically ready. That's definitely one of the things that you got to experience. Getting in that two-seater really gives you the sensation that we go through, the G-forces, the sweating part, the tension in the car. It's a very intense sport.
Yeah, the difference between you and me was you didn't put your hands up going down the backstretch, going, oh, God, I made it, that type of thing. It's amazing when you come up that front stretch, because most straightaways going across start-finish are just straight and flat, and this is uphill.
Yeah.
So you don't even see it until you're on top of it, which is it's amazing to me to watch. Once I've done it, how the track drives via the driver's perspective.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's, there are a lot of flat tracks. There are tracks with undulation like Road America, and that just adds to the character. That just adds to the difficulty as well, because when you can't see, you don't know where you're going to land. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like playing golf when you can't see where the ball is going to land. So
good analogy.
Yeah. I don't play golf. Do you?
Joe plays golf like it's in his blood. Yeah, probably got a fold-up putter in his pants pocket right now.
I'm pretty terrible at golfing. So
if you put in the time and the patience, you'd be surprised how better you get.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's a
just
there's
like
a,
racing.
That's exactly
there
right. There's a thought process, and I want to get your thought on this. When you go into Road America, you either become extremely aggressive because of the course, or you have to be extremely patient because of the course. Which are you?
A good question. I'm a patient driver by nature, and then when I push my aggressive side is usually when it goes well.
Mm-hmm.
So but my aggressive side, usually I always stay on track. So yeah. That's the kind of driver I am.
I will say one thing, as much as I've been in Indy a dozen times and I love Indy, There is something about if you have good weather at this track, it's a beautiful place.
It's fun.
The whole place is fantastic.
It's beautiful, and it's great to see families, you know, come and gather. Kids love this sport, so and it's full access to kids. You know, it's free for kids to come under 16. So they have great access. They get to see the drivers. They get to see the cars, and they camp. A lot of people camp at night at the racetrack, and I just walk the dog, and I get to encounter with the fans. And I think that's what IndyCar is really good at, is staying true to its value like that. You know, some sports have become a little too inaccessible, and IndyCar is really good for that.
Do you stay on site?
Yeah, I always do.
I always do.
I have a motorhome. Take my motorhome to the track, and yeah, my dog loves it.
I know. I was going to say, because now your face is so well known coming out of Indy, any hardcore fan is going to know you're walking around, you and the dog.
Yeah.
They may know the dog as much as they know
they
you.
They actually know the dog more than me most of the time. So Norman, he's got his own Instagram. Yeah. So, you know.
Your dog has his own Instagram
account?
Yeah,
he's very techie, yeah.
Well, he's got thumbs now. You know, you can afford thumbs after the Indy wins.
That's right.
So you're good to go. It is going to be a great weekend. It's coming up quick. It's the next weekend. It's not this coming weekend. It's next weekend. We're all going to gather up at Road America again. We wish you nothing but luck. Stay safe. And if you win this one, I guess before every race, you got to come on the program.
I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. There you go. Simon Pagenaud joining us here in studio for a couple of minutes. And if you go to roadamerica.com, you can get all the information as the IndyCar Series is going to come screaming through that fantastic road course that is a hidden gem in the state of Wisconsin. And I highly encourage you to get out there and get it. And John, you've got cabins out there now?
Cabins
out there now. So now they build cabins.
Nice.
And if you don't want to bring an RV, you want to stay with the Creature Comforts at home, they have cabins now. By the way, best night out there is what, Friday night or Thursday night? Friday night.
Friday night's a great night.
Good.
Yeah, even Saturday is nice.
Now, do you imbibe at all? Do you drink a little bit?
No, not on the weekend.
Not on the weekend, okay.
But otherwise, I love red wine.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big red wine connoisseur.
Not the French white wine guy. You're the red wine guy.
Red wine.
Red wine out of Italy or out of Napa Valley?
No, I love Napa, actually. I love Napa Valley, Santa Elena, that whole area.
You need to go see our buddy Charles Woodson then.
All right.
The former Packer. He's got some fantastic
wines. Is that right?
Wines. Yeah.
He's
got a
wine
great
too?
Winery out there in
That's
Napa.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you
got
to go
Make
out there
some friends.
And hook up with him. He'll show you a Super Bowl ring. You show him your trophy. Your ring for winning the Indy 500. Look at that.
You didn't see my ring?
I didn't know you got a ring for winning the Indy 500.
Ring. Look at that. Yeah.
That's Super Bowl size right there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you can compare with everybody. We got to get a picture of that.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't get punched.
No. Now, you know. Do you wear it when you're walking the dog?
Do I wear it?
Do you wear it when you're walking the dog around the race course?
No, I've wore it because I'm so proud of it, so I have been wearing it, but I won't be able to wear it every day.
I just want to see you out there in like a pair of sweatpants or holy shorts, scratching your butt, walking the dog with a bag of poop in your hand, and then Indianapolis 500.
It has happened.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. It's great seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
There you go. Simon Pagenaud, Indianapolis 500 winner. You'll see him in about a week and a half up at Road America. We've got more right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Wednesday morning on Chuck and Winkler, Brewers Astros game 1 of 2. We'll have the Brew Crew Review coming your way at 6:18. And another chance for you to win Summerfest tickets. Ask us anything at 8:45.
Chuck and Winkler, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Tom Menger, the new driver compensation manager at Schneider. As a former truck driver, I know the importance of being paid accurately and on time. Trust that I'm always working with that in mind. I'm also an example of career progression opportunities at Schneider. I started as a driver in 2002, and when I was ready to come off the road, I became a driver trainer and later moved into other leadership roles. I've had a great 17-year run, and so could you. Learn more about driving careers and other opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Creepy. Someone's just standing outside of our door, staring at it.
Oh, he sees us!
Oh, hey, folks. I love your entry door. Wish I could afford it.
It's from Pella, and it's affordable. Ugh, he's finally leaving.
What was that all about?
That was Entry Door Envy. Gina Della from Pella here with a cure for your Entry Door Envy. Right now, get $250 off any entry door or 0% financing for 4 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cure your Entry Door Envy at PellaWI.com.
Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pants, and I've maintained my weight for a year now.
Guys, lose belly fat and boost your testosterone with Andro 400. For free shipping plus $6 off, use code 6OFF. That's 6OFF. Just dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword Andro 400. We'll send our order link directly to your phone. Dial #250, keyword Andro 400.
Bros and Kia is celebrating Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. There's never been a better time to buy a new 2019 Kia Sportage or Sorento at Rosen Kia, or save time and shop online at rosenkia.com.
Rosen, 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 Rosen.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr here. Every time I talk to you about divorce, I talk to you about the man I trust, the law offices of Thomas Morola. Every day there's some type of squabble in this country between a father and a mother who are no longer married about where or with whom should have placement of their own children. Let me clarify. Now, where a child lives is considered placement. It doesn't mean custody of a child. For instance, if a child is in harm's way with one parent, then the other clearly would like that child removed from that predicament. Another situation that could present itself would be a parent wanting to move out of state or more than 100 miles away while still in the state. Many times, the two parents will just talk it out and come up with their own agreement without getting it in writing through the court system. Don't play with fire. That can burn you at any time. Make sure you are protected at all times when it comes to your children. Contact the law offices of Thomas Morola today at morolalaw.net or call them right now, 414-327-5800. That's 414-327-5800.
Take the fan wherever you go with the Radio.com app. Get all our shows and podcasts on demand. Download the Radio.com app today.
We are glad you are on board today, and thanks so much for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. Great, great to talk with Simon Pagenaud, Indianapolis 500 winner, and in studio joining us. And we'll post the picture of us. We'll post the picture, of his Indianapolis 500 championship ring. And great to talk with him for a couple of minutes. You're going to see them up here, not this weekend, but next weekend. Starting the 20th all the way through the weekend of the 23rd as the Indianapolis, the IndyCars come roaring through at Elkhart Lakes Road America. And really looking, well, our broadcast will be up there on the 21st, Friday the 21st. We'll be broadcasting live from the media center at the start-finish line as they will be running time trials that day up there. And always, that's always a great weekend. And they're right. They now have cabins on the front stretch. And I'm not kidding. They have actual cabins. I think it's like 12 of them. And they have these cabins that you can rent. And you can sleep in them. There's bunk beds in them. There's a queen bed in them. A lot of the creature comforts of home. And it's right there on the front straightaway. So if you're looking for something to do and you want to rent, you can RV, you can camp, or you can just come as a fan the day of the race. But Elkhart Lakes Road America is fantastic. It's a terrific place. And I've always said it's one of the hidden gems in the state of Wisconsin. And there's so many great things in this state. But that is just truly a fun, fun place to be. Specifically, I mean, obviously you're a race fan. But even if you're not, it's just beautiful. The scenic, the scenery, the vistas, everything there. It's just, it's really, really cool. Coming up in the next hour, by the way. We are going to talk a little bit about the Bucks. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball. We'll get back into talking a little bit about last night's ball game between the Raptors and KD and company as he goes down with the injury, and the Golden State Warriors push that to a game six, now going back to the Oracle. So we'll get into that discussion. Also, I want to talk a little Packers football as well. I was asked a question yesterday about how good they're going to be, and we've discussed this before, but when it comes to improvements and when it comes to areas improvement, I think we're underestimating a particular area, and I want to get into that discussion as well, but that is all coming up later on in the program, so hang in there for that. Hey, by the way, speaking of hanging in there, our Fisher House motorcycle ride benefiting the Fisher House Wisconsin, it's our 12th annual Big Units Poker Run. It is going to take place Sunday, September 1st. Sunday, September 1st. Please put it on your calendar. Our website and our pre-registration will go live here in the next couple of days. I will tell you when for sure and make that announcement. But it is presented by Bud Light, and Bud Light's with us, been with us from the very beginning. They support veterans, support their veterans' families, and a terrific cause. And some sponsors that came on board this year, one of our terrific ones, The Four Seasons, Go to the4seasonswi.com, the Four Seasons Resort. They had a grand opening this past weekend. It's under new ownership. They did a big renovation on it, an extensive project. And my God, that place is just gorgeous. It's undergone in a huge facelift. In addition, you're going to notice the new menus, the dining options, great people. And just make sure you tell them we sent you. The general manager up there, Jake, just contact Jake. Just call up there, 715-324-5800, 715-324-5800. Call Jake and tell Jake you heard about it here. And make a reservation. It's a great one-tank trip, weekend getaway type of place. But they're a sponsor of the Motorcycle Ride. The Motorcycle Ride is going to benefit the Fisher House, Wisconsin. Again, put it on your calendar, Sunday, September 1st. And we are really looking forward to it. Hope to see you there. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.